You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swanson and Riley and Olsen, oh my, well actually in the case of last night, hell yeah, welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman, hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a wonderful start to your Saturday, a special Saturday edition of the Daily Hammer, and we're certainly excited as the Braves have once again tied the Mets atop the NL East after getting a clutch, huge, to be honest, much-needed series opening victory on Friday night, and in my opinion, it could not have happened in better fashion. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, the Road to Atlanta Podcast, and the podcast to be named later, all at BatteryPower.com, at BatteryPowerSBN, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button and you'll find the latest content when it's available. And yes, typically you will find daily content, new daily content when it comes to the Braves from the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. And the latest is this. The Braves got the job done in the best possible way that they could, in my opinion. A 5-2 victory, a convincing victory, a statement win for the Braves on Friday night. And the reason why I say that this victory occurred in the best possible fashion is for multiple reasons. Obviously, Max Fried was very good on the mound last night. Unfortunately, he ran into a bit of sickness after the fifth inning, so the Braves had to go to the bullpen. But Fried definitely did his job. He once again proved that perhaps the best thing about Max Fried being the ace of this Braves staff is that he consistently delivers when it's needed most. He consistently delivers on the biggest stage possible, and he did that once again. The second straight time in a matchup between Jacob deGrom and Max Fried has been on the winning side of things with the Braves. But the reasons why this was a victory in the best possible fashion that it could be for the Braves this weekend was first how they were able to generate the offense that they did. Back-to-back home runs in the second inning for Austin Riley and Matt Olson. It was the first time since 2019 that Jacob deGrom had given up back-to-back homers. The last time he did it, it was Josh Donaldson and Freddie Freeman who actually delivered back-to-back homers. But Austin Riley and Matt Olson delivering back-to-back homers to give the Braves the lead. And then Dansby Swanson in the sixth inning. You know, we've seen it before. Dansby Swanson, you know, in the series in New York back in early August, he delivered a home run, I believe, in the top of the sixth inning. Tonight, he did it in the bottom of the sixth inning to extend the Braves' lead. The bats that the Braves needed to arrive the most all delivered clutch production to get the job done again in what basically was a must-win situation. We've talked about it for weeks now, how before August, Dansby and Riley and Olson at times had been amazing for the Braves. It was the Braves' infield, their infield, that was doing such a great job when it came to the offense for the Braves of giving the Braves what they needed to win at a very good clip. But since August, the Braves' infield has struggled. Dansby Swanson, Austin Riley, Matt Olson all have gone through extended periods where their production has been less than what we're used to seeing from them. But on the night when the Braves needed it the most, they needed these bats the most, they needed three of their best bats to deliver, each and every one of them did. And it's wonderful to see, especially Matt Olson now, again, four out of his last five games with an RBI-producing extra base hit. And his was a no-doubter. So for that, when it comes to the best bats in the Braves lineup delivering when it was needed the most, that's one reason why the Braves were able to get the job done in the best possible fashion. But the other reason why they were able to do it in the best possible fashion, the Braves featured the aspects of the game where they have the advantage against the Mets. As I mentioned earlier this week, in my opinion, the Braves have the better lineup. In my opinion, and numbers suggest this, the Braves have the better bullpen. That's exactly what got the job done on Friday night. Max Fried, yes, he was the better starting pitcher, but the Braves' ability to produce the long ball, that's what made the difference offensively. The Braves having the more reliable bullpen, that's what made the difference on the mound. And the other key thing is this, is that the long ball and effective performances from the bullpen, that got the job done last night. That's exactly the formula that got the job done for the Braves in October last year. So it's once again showing that the Braves' formula, I call it bombs in the bullpen, you call it whatever you would like, but when it comes to being able to produce home runs from the offense, and the bullpen being able to get the job done late in games, though Kenley Jansen had another struggling performance last night. When it comes to the Braves, being able to be the most consistent team on the field when it comes to hitting home runs and also having the most reliable bullpen, that was a formula that really played a big part in them winning the World Series last year, and it was a formula that allowed for them to get the series opening win on Friday night. And here's a little bit of a prediction about Saturday. Nothing should change. The same formula that won the game for the Braves on Friday night, they need to stick with it to hopefully get another needed victory on Saturday. Well,
vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
It's hard to argue the best news of the day for the Braves occurred on the field on Friday night. There was some pretty significant news for beyond 2022 off the field on Friday as well, as the Braves announced that they have made certain that Charlie Morton will remain in a Braves uniform for the 2023 season, basically just like they did last year, signing Morton to a one-year deal in 2023 with a club option for 2024. And it seems like that when it comes to Charlie Morton and the Braves, there's definite mutual interest that Charlie Morton wants to end his career in a Braves uniform. Now, exactly when that will be, that'll be determined as time goes on. It seems like basically Morton and the Braves are taking it year to year, and Morton continues to be, you know, productive at the level that he's been this year, or maybe even better, as we've seen him be for stretches. The Braves will enjoy having, you know, his reliability in the starting rotation. For more breakdown, Brad Rowland of the Battery Power Podcast also did an emergency podcast breaking down the significance of the Morton extension. But, you know, the thing that I'll say to it is this, is that I think it is a sensible move for the Braves. Perhaps some think from Morton's production this year, it may be a bit of an overpay, but it also goes to show the value that comes to reliability. The Braves have benefited from seeing breakout seasons from Kyle Wright and Spencer Strider this year. But the Braves have also seen a bit of the downside that could occur when it comes to young arms with, you know, the questionable season that Ian Anderson has had, the injuries that have occurred with Waskar Yanoa. Unfortunately, not necessarily injury concerns, but Mike Soroka coming back from his injury, but not being able to really get to where the Braves had hoped he would be to at least get a glimpse of him back on the mound this season. My point is that going into next year, now having Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Kyle Wright, and Spencer Strider to fill out the Braves rotation, that is a huge, huge boost to this team's overall ability to remain one of the better starting rotations in the majors. And that especially is true when you consider the fact that, again, many of the Braves' other younger options will have question marks going into next season. So a sensible signing for the Braves. Hopefully Morton will continue to be a reliable and effective starting pitching option in time, and it'll be great to see him in a Braves uniform once again. And again, don't forget to check out Brad Rowland's breakdown of the significance of the Morton contract in a separate emergency podcast breaking down the Morton extension. So when it comes to Saturday night, and the Braves again needing to take it one game at a time, yes, it is significant that the Braves are now tied with the Mets at the top of the NL East. But it's also significant that the Mets still remain ahead of the Braves when it comes to the series this year. But the teams have played head-to-head 17 times. The Mets are now 9-8. They have the better record through those 17 games. So the key for the Braves, and why people are stressing so much that a sweep is almost imperative, is the ability for the Braves to be able to get the tiebreaker on their side when it comes to the season series. And in my opinion, the toughest matchup in terms of the Braves will occur on Saturday, as Kyle Wright will go up against Max Scherzer. Now, starting with Kyle Wright, it's very simple. He needs to keep the ball in the ballpark. He needs to induce grounders when he can. Hopefully, he'll have some of his better swing and miss stuff on Saturday night. But that's the big key. His last time out against the Mets, he gave up 4 home runs. The game was not, you know, the game was really, you know, taken care of early on because of how much success the Mets were having with the home run. We've seen Kyle Wright have it to where at times he has these implosions. He has these games where he just does not have his best stuff, and offenses are able to get to him early and often. That can't happen tonight. And so the hope is, the confidence is that Kyle Wright will be able to do what he does best. Approach hitters, at times getting strikeouts, but also at times being able to produce ground balls at a consistent rate to where hitters don't have the ability to drive the ball. The biggest focus for Kyle Wright tonight is to keep the ball in the ballpark and to limit the opportunities that the Mets have to put together hits. That's going to be the biggest focus for Kyle Wright. On the other side of things, well, it doesn't take much to make it be known how tough of a matchup Max Scherzer is going to be for the Braves. Since the start of 2019, Max Scherzer is 6-2 against the Braves during the regular season, including winning 5 straight games. But there is a bit of a silver lining. The last time that the Braves faced Max Scherzer in a playoff-type setting, they were able to beat him when he was with the Dodgers last year. And the last time that the Braves faced Scherzer in general in Atlanta back in August, they were able to produce 4 runs off of him, though a few of those runs were tacked on after Scherzer had been removed for the game. Point is that it's going to be a very tough matchup. Max Scherzer is typically very effective against the Braves, and as I mentioned, results have favored him over the past few seasons. So this is going to be another night where the same formula that showed up in last year's playoffs and showed up in last night's got to apply to tonight. The Braves need to take advantage of figuring out how to drive the ball, even if it's not going to be that many opportunities that they have. They need to take advantage of the opportunities that come their way. And then once again, if they can keep the game close, getting into that 5th or 6th inning, the Braves have to like their chances once the game gets into the bullpen. That's got to be the formula for the Braves on Saturday night. And just like on Friday night, when we saw Dansby and Austin and Matt go deep, the two hitters on the Braves that have had the best success against Max Scherzer over the past few years are Travis d'Arnaud and Ronald Acuna Jr. Perhaps one of those two can have a big night. They can deliver a big hit tonight. And once again, one of the Braves' better bats proves to be a difference maker in this series. That could certainly be an outcome that would favor the Braves. But not much changes. The same formula is the focus. The Braves need to figure out how to win tonight's game by featuring their bullpen and their best bats. If they could do that, they're set up in pretty good position to be able to get what they need when it comes to Sunday. But obviously, it starts with Kyle Wright being able to deliver at the very least a quality start, and hoping that the Braves bats can figure out a way to get the job done against Scherzer, as they have on multiple occurrences over the past 12 to 15 months. Can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves, for the Battery Power Podcast Network. You can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, Road to Atlanta Podcast, and the podcast to be named later, all at BatteryPower.com and at BatteryPowerSBN across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button to get the latest content. My name's Sean Coleman. Hopefully the next time we'll talk, the Braves will be atop the NL East Division, looking to close out their 5th NL East Division title. Until then, hope you have a great weekend. Go Braves, enjoy the fun, and we'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.